better one cup at a time.
And the Bard's Coffee is the official weather sponsor for Proclaim FM's Morning Mix, and you can find them at 120 Louisiana Avenue, downtown Perrysburg.
Proclaim FM. Stress saver traffic.
Oh, happy to report. Not seeing traffic tie-ups or delays on the roadways, but if you do, call or text me, 419-867-8673, and I'll pass that information along to make your morning drive a bit easier. Time 8:02. The temp is 59. It's going to be a great day. Enjoy it. Get outside if you can. Get some of that natural vitamin D. It's Rebecca on the Morning Mix, along with my co-host today, the Black family. Half of them, I say, because the rest of the half is at home.
Good
Joshua
morning.
And Emmeline.
Hi.
And your mom, Amy.
Hello.
Thanks. And we have our special guest this morning, no stranger to Proclaim FM, been around for a long, long time, Joe Conklin, board member, here since the inception of Proclaim FM WPOS, and we're honoring the founder, Lowell Yoder, this morning as he passed away last Sunday. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
You just read his obituary in the Blade a little bit ago, and so much rich history in regards to Lowell and his family and what they've done in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Like we were talking about here, without him, and let me preface this by saying, without God, none of this would have happened.
Amen.
None of us would be here if it wasn't God's plan to plant. I keep referring back to WPOS, but I try and correct myself. Now, this is Proclaim, and I love that we branded that name,
mm-hmm.
Proclaim FM, because that's what we're here to do. And if we don't do it, you let us know.
Well, I have to say something. WPOS has a great meaning as well. When you break down the letters,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We proclaim our Savior.
Yes, mm-hmm. Forevermore.
Really, forevermore. Mm-hmm. FM. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
So cool. Isn't that? Did you guys know that?
Well, I didn't know the forevermore, but I knew the WPOS part.
It's
here's something else. That isn't what we picked for the first time. We had picked WSTT. We're saved to tell others.
Ooh.
And another station very close to that complained about that because it was very close to them. And they have a television station now. I won't tell you who it is.
Okay.
But you can probably guess.
You can probably figure it out.
And so good. I think that was part of God's plan, too.
Amen to that.
But, you know, this started a long time ago, around 65 or something like that. There were men around the city that actually had little stations in their home. You might call them nerds because, you know, they were playing around with all this equipment and that.
Right. Hmm.
And they would broadcast from their home and that.
Really?
And I don't believe any of them knew each other. There was Bob Eberle, Gail Zwer, and Gene Bassford. And somehow they got with a man named J.J. Fleck. Have any of you ever heard of a man named J.J. Fleck?
No.
J.J. Fleck. Well, I'll tell you, what else wouldn't be around if it wasn't for J.J. Fleck? Cherry Street Missions.
Oh, wow.
He started Cherry Street Missions on Cherry Street with his wife in a little shop. And it wasn't much bigger than, say, this studio back. And they were there, and they would bring in derelicts and feed them and preach the gospel to them. And J.J. Fleck got interested in wanting to have a radio station around. Now, he didn't know nothing about radio, and so he started asking around. And the first thing they thought of, excuse me, was where would they put it? They don't have no land. And these people weren't rich. They just had an idea. They didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
And eventually they got around to Lowell's attention. And this all of this land and this original building, Lowell and his wife bought and they had no idea what they were going to do with it.
Wow. Really?
But they knew one thing. They were going to dedicate it to the Lord, and it wasn't going to be used for anything else.
Wow.
So they eventually got to him, and he said, you know, I got the perfect spot for you. and that started a scenario on what can we do? Mm-hmm. What can we do? Nobody knew how to build a radio station. They didn't know what you had to do to get a license for a radio station. And it was a quandary. So they started having meetings in Lowell's. Actually, he lived over his business at that time. And that's where I got involved. He invited me because we were members of the same church. Mm. And we started talking about it. And eventually we got in contact with an engineer up in Michigan. And he started explaining to us how you had to go and you had to ask for a construction permit to build one. And you had to get a frequency, which wasn't easy to do. But this is where God steps in. He says, okay, you guys gone this far. Let me take over. And he got us a frequency. But we found out that the building permit, or it's called a construction permit, it cost, and I can't remember if it was $10,000 or $12,000 or something like that. And we said, where are we going to come up with that quick? I think we were sitting just about right here, yeah. I think. We had come in here and we were meeting. And somebody says, well, I've got so much money in my savings account, and I've got so much money. And we did get the money together. And this is the neat part. We found out that at a certain time they were going to cut off construction permits for that time. And it was about a week before they were going to cut them off. And we were still scraping up the money. And when we got it, we had a day left. Now, Lowell and his business had a plane. Single engine plane, so it could get around to different machinery places mm-hmm. and stuff. And he had a pilot. His name was Ace Kiefer. That's a nice name for a pilot.
It is Ace.
Well, he was in the service. And I hear tell that he was a personal pilot for Mamie Eisenhower.
Really?
Her husband was president, and he flew her around to different places. Well, they flew to Washington and got there the very day that they were going to cut off construction permits.
Wow.
And we had our construction permit. Now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happens there was a man named Clyde Hull, which probably nobody has heard of either because... He is long, long gone, but a true man of God. He was down in Haiti as a missionary and worked trying to build a radio station down there in Haiti. And he had just wrapped up his time at Haiti. And I think it was our engineer that got us in touch with him. And he lived up in Michigan somewhere, too. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come down there. And he had a little trailer, parked a trailer out here. And he led the construction of this radio station.
Wow.
Including this room. There used to be little foam panels pushed all around here. And actually building the transmitter and the whole thing.
There's so many people involved in this project.
It just continues on as a miracle. So anyhow, that was the start. And we were told that it would take, sometimes it would take years and years to get a permit and to build a station. It was basically over a year for anybody that started to do that. We got ours in record time. it went through, the permit went through, and the station was built. And there's just a million different stories about things that happened that shouldn't have, but God was in charge.
How do you remember it all, Joe? I mean, this is so much history. This is back in the 60s,
yeah.
And it's like it's fresh in your mind.
I wish I could remember more. I am not a man that
you know quite a bit, doesn't he?
Yes.
I certainly would, but I can't remember where I put anything.
That's how it is. We can remember stuff from the past, but 5 minutes ago. But if you're just tuning in, we are remembering Lowell Yoder, founder of Proclaim FM. And as you're listening, you're hearing that there's so many other individuals involved in this God work here in our community. Been in here since 1966. And so we just wanted to give Lowell and the Yoder family just honor today, mm-hmm. And in remembrance of him. And so we brought Joe Conklin in, longstanding board member, actually from the very beginning of Proclaim FM WPOS, in the studio this morning to share. And I'm so glad that mm-hmm. you have, Joe. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, people don't remember back to the beginning of it. But we needed a general manager. And there was this guy, his name was Fred Taylor. And he had a radio show, a gospel radio uh-huh. show in Toledo. And we thought, because nobody, even on the board, knew anything about radio.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Somebody's got to.
And this man, at least, was able to converse on the radio. Mm-hmm. And he became our first general manager. Most people don't know that.
Wow.
They think of Ray Turkington, who was here for years and years and years. But he wasn't number one. And Fred Taylor, he was called the country parson.
Really?
That was his title, yeah. Aww. And he played basically, gospel
music.
Gospel songs and that. Of course, recently, and everybody knows that, our brand of music has developed into something else.
Well, it changed a little bit in about 2012, 2013.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it's changed a little bit. And, there was a little bit of a few people that were concerned about mm-hmm. that. But I can say on behalf of the board that we believe it was the right decision when we went to contemporary music. And I think you and the station have been rewarded by the people of Toledo area and Southeast Michigan to put a stamp on that.
Yeah.
We did the right thing.
God is good. God mm-hmm. is good. And, you know, this team here, this current team here, we love what we do, and we're so proud to be a part of this, and we're so thankful to all the gentlemen and, women and Lowell Yoder and his family for, listening to the voice of God and, starting up something beautiful in our community. And we just, mm-hmm. we pray for many years to come. So thank you so much, Joe.
Well, I just want to add one more thing. I am probably not the only person on the board that might say this, but we have right now, I believe, the very best board, the very best staff, and, of course, aww. The very best listeners of all time. It is just amazing what God has done, as long as we give him the glory.
Amen to that. We have to keep thanking him for it, because it's through him that all this is done. Yeah. Thank you so Amen. Much, Joe. And we appreciate you so very much. Thank you for coming in and sharing.
It was a pleasure to do this. And,
so glad you did.
Maybe we could just close with a little prayer.
Please, would you lead that?
Father, we just thank you for your gift to us of Proclaim FM. And we thank you for LBY, as he always went around as LBY. Lord bless you. And that was his initials, and that was what he did. He blessed people. And we're so grateful for him. We thank you for him, and we know that he probably is enjoying some time with you now. And we just ask that you would bless that family, Father, and guide and direct them through this time. And we thank you for this station that you've given us. And we pray that the board, the staff, the listeners will all treat it with the respect that's due as your station. And we just ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Joe, for coming in this morning. Joe Coughlin, board member here. Yes, our pleasure for sure. Stick around for more music, more conversation, and a giveaway for the 102 Days of Summer Fun coming up very soon. Here's Katie Nicole. God is in this story. He sure is.